Let us consecrate ourselves to the Lord. Lord, we offer up to you this day. We offer up to you all that we will encounter. We offer up to you all that we will experience. And we ask that we may respond to all that we deal with this day in ways that glorify your name, that lead others to know your salvation, and also lead us closer to you. And we ask this through Christ our Lord. Well, it is Wednesday morning as we continue through our week, and I'm doing some reflecting and something to share with you. I think that's important for us to consider. Now, one of the things I deal with, and you may or may not know, is that I deal with Catholicism across language and cultural lines. That's one of the things that I do. So that's why I work with Brazilians. I also work with a Brazilian TV network, Canção Nova. And so I do that, and I also I work in different languages. I speak Spanish, and I listen to news and broadcasts and everything else from different countries. And I've always done that. I wanted to be an anthropologist at one time, and when I came into the seminary, I wanted to study anthropology. You have to major in philosophy and something else. And the seminary was connected to Boston College, and Boston College, I don't know about now, but then surprisingly did not have an anthropology department. I was actually kind of shocked about that. So they suggested I major in something similar, which is sociology, which in fact, it is, but it's similar. Similar is not the same thing. So and I'm fascinated because as I spoke to people later, I said, you know, if you really look what I do anthropology because that's what I do. I understand our faith across language and cultural lines. And one of the things that you will find, especially in a lot of American Catholic faith, is a focus on we have to do what God wants us to do. And it's all about, this is what God wants us to do, we have to do it. And our focus needs to be to turn from sin and to live our faith in such a way that when we stand before the Lord, he will judge us worthy of getting into heaven. That's very much rooted in a lot of American Catholic thinking. However, as you may or may not know, our true relationship with Christ is really got to be the center. And I actually learned that more also from Catholics in this country and in other countries, especially Brazil. So that's where I always bring the focus, that it really has to be this intense relationship with God. That's where we have this relationship with God. Well, you know, you take, for example, one of my favorite saints and one I talk about all the time. And I also am now part of a process where I consecrate myself to Christ through Mary every single day, which I've been doing actually for a while. However, then we also had the recent consecration that we did the 33 days. So obviously I didn't do it then, but I did, you know, I've been doing that for a while. Well, one of the things I've learned that's important is we really are called to develop this deep relationship with Christ. And it's a relationship that grows. And it's a relationship actually with God through Jesus Christ. And it's a relationship that grows throughout our lives. And it is a true relationship. Now, I bring all that up because one of the things we need to do, as Jesus teaches us, we have to be like children. Now, what does that mean? It means to let go of control. It means to understand that you are a human being, and that's all you are, and that is what you are. So everything great about being a human being is what you are, but everything small about being a human being is what you are. This is what you are. So it's kind of like, yes, I'm a human being, but I'm also just a human being. So you see that understanding. So one of the things we really need to do in bringing that whole picture to fore is to recognize that we are God's children. So let God be your father. Let God father you. And obviously, we pray through Jesus Christ, but let God father you. So, whatever you're going through, bring that relationship to the Father and speak to the Father as if he is your father. Now, some people will say, well, some people had really bad experiences with their fathers. Okay, I had really bad experiences with teachers. That doesn't mean that if I were to look at Christ as teacher, I would say, well, I don't want to deal with him because I had bad experiences with teachers. No, it doesn't mean that way. Yes, you may have had a bad experience with your father. However, we're looking at Christ leading us to the Father, a different understanding of Father, a deeper understanding, a more profound understanding of Father than any of our fathers could have been in the first place, because they were not God, but God is God. So you understand that dynamic. Let God be your Father. And let God father you. We're going to talk more about this on the other side of the break. You're listening to St. Anthony Overnight from St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts, right here on WEZE 590 AM. And you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. We'll be right back. You're going through a difficult time. You feel that your faith is being tested even. You wonder whether it's time to give up and go back to your former ways. Well, have you read James chapter 1?
Consider it all joy, my brothers, when you encounter various trials.
Yes, James chapter 1 reminds us that we are being made stronger through these difficult days.
And let perseverance be perfect, so that you may be perfect and complete, lacking in nothing.
The fruit this time will bear will lead into the glory Christ has for you. So the next time you feel overwhelmed during a time of trial, turn to James chapter 1.
In the New Testament.
And don't forget our website, CatholicAudioMedia.com. And why don't you send us a little feedback, a little question, maybe some suggestion of what you'd want us to address on the program. You can also send us prayer requests. A lot of things you can do. CatholicAudioMedia.com. Check out our blog. Also connect to our Substack. I'm going to, the blog obviously is going to continue, but I'm going to be using Substack as well. CatholicAudioMedia.substack.com. But you can connect there through the website. So it's CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. So anyway, one of the things I wanted to address with what I'm saying right now is let the Father father you. So when you are praying, especially if you're going through any kind of a difficult time, come to the Lord and say and talk to him as you would the ideal father, and say and expect that he will respond to you because of the love that he has for you as your heavenly father. Keep that in mind, because of the love he has for you as your heavenly father. Now, and also recognize as Catholics, we have that very special relationship with Mary. Now, just for a deeper understanding of this, we always want to keep this in mind, especially because I know there are evangelicals listening and they don't always understand a relationship with Mary. So put it, we always want to keep this in mind. God the Father is God. God the Son is fully human, fully divine. Mary is human, period. So Mary is, we never ever understand Mary as God. And actually there is a term for that for people who understand Mary as God. It's called Mariolatry, which is a combination of the word Mary and idolatry, because it's a form of idolatry. So that's called Mariolatry. So we never look at Mary as God. That's Mariolatry. But God the Father is fully divine, the very nature of divine. God the Son is fully human, fully divine. And Mary is fully human, not divine. So we understand that. But we also understand that, you know, just as Mary is the mother of Jesus, so we can also ask Mary to help us as our mother as well. That's one of the things that St. Maximilian Kolbe taught quite a bit. And as I said, I like understanding our Catholicism also across language and cultural lines. Remember, St. Maximilian Kolbe was Polish. He also worked with the Japanese and other nations as well. But we always, and he understood that. So you might say, well, Catholicism is the same in every country. Yes, it is the same in every country, but it is expressed differently in every country. A good example would be, again, Cardinal Robert Sarra. He's coming from Africa. So he understands Catholicism just the same as we all have that. We all understand our Catholicism and Christianity. But he comes to it from an African perspective. So he lives his Catholicism from an African perspective, which he makes very clear is not the same as a Western perspective. Same faith exactly, but how he lives it is different than he would live it among How he lives it is different than how we may live it in the Americas or in the Western world. And it's the same Catholic faith, it's the same Mass, but obviously how he sees things is from an African perspective, whereas we see things from a Western perspective. So I hope that made some sense. But we'd all agree with this point. Let the Father father you. And that means when you're going through any kind of experience, whether it's a difficult experience, whether it's a good experience, whatever, that you want to bring to the Lord, then bring it to Him in your prayer as you would speak to a father. So say, for example, you're having, during this coronavirus, and you're having a real difficult time during this coronavirus, and people are giving you a hard time because maybe you're not feeling well, and you're not doing, just because you're really kind of down, or maybe you're struggling financially because this absolute crazy stuff with the lockdown financially, and bring that to the Father as you would see yourself as a child. How would this ideal father react to you? So that's one of the things we really want to understand is in your prayer, when you're praying to the Father through Christ, pray to the Father as you would to an ideal father. We'll talk more tomorrow. Have a blessed day. We continue to update our website at CatholicAudioMedia.com, and now you can subscribe to our Substack newsletter and webpage. Just click on the button that says Join Us at Substack, and there you can subscribe, or just click the option to visit the newsletter webpage without subscribing. More options from CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com, where you can also contact us, you can send us feedback, you can send us prayer requests, all at CatholicAudioMedia.com.